For the second time in a little more than a year, a procession of House impeachment managers walked across the Capitol to launch an impeachment trial in the Senate.
Donald John Trump engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States.
That is lead House impeachment manager, Democrat Jeanne Raskin of Maryland. He's reading from the single article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump for what the House says was Trump's role in inciting the riot at the Capitol on January 6th. To tell us more, we're joined now by NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hey, Claudia.
Hi, Elsa.
All right, so can you just recap for us what happened this evening?
This marked a ceremonial beginning to kickstart this trial. The House clerk and acting sergeant at arms led a team of nine impeachment managers to the Senate. It's reminiscent of what we saw over a year ago after Trump was impeached a first time. But this time, as you mentioned, Jeanne Raskin of Maryland led this new nine-member team of managers and read the article in the chamber. Tomorrow, the senators will be sworn in, and the Senate will issue its summons for Trump. That's followed by several pretrial steps in the coming days. And then briefs from both sides are due on Monday, February 8th. The following day, on the 9th, the trial will get underway, and senators will again have to sit quietly as jurors for days and hours at a time. Another change we saw tonight that we'll see again during the trial is that it will be presided by Democratic Senator Pat Leahy. This is the president pro tem, rather than Chief Justice John Roberts, since this trial doesn't involve a sitting president this time.
Right. Okay. All right. So you've just outlined some of the logistics to be expecting in the next several days. Can you just remind us, though, why is the Senate waiting 2 weeks to officially begin this trial?
This was the result of an agreement reached between Schumer and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. McConnell had asked for more time for the president's defense team to prepare. Meanwhile, Democrats have their own concerns. They are still in limbo without a deal with Republicans in place on how this chamber, now split 50-50, will share power on their committees. Also, since all Senate business stops with the trial, this pause gives Democrats a chance to confirm more of Biden's nominees. With only three confirmed so far, this is Democrats also hope to get more legwork done on a $1.9 trillion Biden proposal for a new wave of coronavirus relief.
Right, a lot to do. Well, when it comes to impeachment, how have senators, at least so far, been weighing in about their feelings on whether they will vote to convict Trump, especially Republican senators?
Yes, Republicans, we're hearing a whole range of reactions. Some are saying that Trump was clearly the individual who helped incite these mobs that came to the Capitol and conducted this violent insurrection. But some Republicans say that this is no longer a sitting president, and they don't believe that the Senate impeachment trial should go forward. So we're hearing a real split. Schumer earlier today argued that Trump didn't show remorse or acknowledge his role in the January 6th riot. So that doesn't discount that he should be held accountable for his actions that day. But there's some key Republicans we still have to hear from, and that includes McConnell, who has left the door open there for the potential that he could be considering to vote to convict the president. But Democrats will need two-thirds majority to convict, so that's 17 Republicans, and that's a very tall order to reach that benchmark to convict Trump. So it's still a big question to remain to be seen.
That is NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Thank you, Claudia.
Thanks for having me.